Julia.
Justin. Nick.
No kids.
I'm Dunkin's Donuts.
Right here.
On CITR 101.9 FM.
Right now. Is that okay?
Fun, a little loving on the run, and leave me crying, crying. What's it gonna be tomorrow? Will it set me free tomorrow? Gotta know for sure, a broken heart don't have a cure. It just keeps hurting, I'm hurting, and when I'm hurting, I can't stop hurting. I wanna love that's here to stay.
Hello, welcome to Dunkin' Donuts, here for you on Thursday lunch hour. that was Dusty Springfield with the song, What's It Gonna Be? And what's it gonna be today? It's gonna be a special show devoted to women artists. International Women's Day was on Sunday, and we're doing a whole week of special programming to celebrate women. On today's show, we have... We're going to have a live performance by Fanshawe, former Shindig winner, 2007, and she started playing shows, and she's recorded a new album, and so she's going to come in, I think, at 1:30 the hour and play a few songs for us. I'm also excited to say that Parmita, my friend Parmita, is on the air.
Hello.
Parmita, you will probably know if you've listened to Thursdays at noon on CITR for a while. She was the host of Unpack Your Adjectives all those years ago, and she's going to join us today.
Excited.
I am too. And we also have my friend Sarah from the School of Journalism here at UBC.
Hi there.
Hey, Sarah. We've got a whole bunch of ladies here celebrating International Women's Day. Very exciting. Very exciting. How are you guys doing today?
Wonderful. I'm really excited to be here. Thank you for having me over.
Sarah, you've done a couple of interviews on the radio before, but you haven't actually hosted before.
That's correct. Yeah. I'm really excited to call the shots a little bit.
I know. We're excited too. We're all excited. About what's happening today. So let's get started with the music. What do you have picked up for us, Sarah?
I have off the new Nico Case album, Middle Cyclone. I'm going to play People Got a Lot of Nerve. And I hear it's about killer whales going on an actual killing spree.
Whoa.
I don't know if that's true.
Killer whales
anyway,
going bad.
We'll
All right.
give it a shot.
Well, let's give that a listen. This is Nico Case.
Standing in the concrete, yeah. So inside. one whole load of Wednesdays. They're these sweet, rotting memories that keep you alive. Nitrogen pink, please throw me a moment just to get my composure and to stamp on a fly. And the boys had their pearls and the girls had tobacco with
going to show you over and over. Look at these, my childbearing hips. Look at these, my ruby red, ruby lips. Look at these, my work strong arms. And you've got to see my bottle full of charm. I lay it all at your feet. You turn around and say back to me. He said she
Right. That was PJ Harvey. Oh, well, I'll let Sarah tell you.
Yeah, that was Sheila Nagig, PJ Harvey off the album Dress Dry.
Dry.
Dress is a song. That goes out to Alfred Hermida, one of my professors who recommended it. And before that, we had Polly Scattergood, Nitrogen Pink, off her new album out this week. She's a British singer. Pretty cool, if I do say so.
She's a natural. Natural radio personality over here.
Oh, dear.
At this time, I'd like to remind you that Dunkin's Donuts is brought to you by the Biltmore Cabaret. Upcoming attractions include tonight, Aura Kogan, album release with ESL and Deb Jean. Friday night, the Sadies with Julie Dwaran. We love Julie Dwaran. Saturday night, the afternoon film is Heather's. Then later in the day, Sadies is playing with Rich Hope. And there will be no Glory Days. So, you know. Neon kids, shuffle along. It's Sadie's night. Sadie's night. And it feels so right. Okay, and then on Tuesday, there's a new DJ night. It's called House Party. Justin Graydon from the ER, Ian Wyatt from Blast Tramp, and DJ No Remix, Michael Lapointe, is going to be holding it down. 90s rap party style. Should be amazing. That's the Biltmore Cabaret. Come check us out at 2755 Prince Edward, just off Kingsway and 12th. And for more information, check out BiltmoreCabaret.com. Okay, with that out of the way, we can get back to the music. Parm, why don't you tell us what you're planning on hearing? Or what we plan on hearing? I don't
know. I'm going to play some Bratmobile off Girls Get Busy. I'm the band.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And speaking of the band has arrived.
Woo!
Hi. Banshaw. Hey, Liv. Hey. And we're going to play a song that you brought in as well.
Yes, FM by The Slits.
Excellent. Okay, so let's get to it. Enough talking. Here is I hope, Batmobile.
Saving for the perfection.
Right. That was Kate Bush from her album, The Kick Inside. The song, Wuthering Heights.
Beautiful.
The song I will never sing in karaoke again. And Liv, you were telling us there's a historical significance to that song.
Yes, it was the first self-penned song by a female artist ever to hit number one in the UK.
Kate Bush. Holding it down. All right.
That was also her first single, so it's pretty crazy.
Yeah, I know. Well, Kate Bush is pretty crazy.
She is crazy.
Before that, we heard the Cocteau Twins from their album Echoes in a Shallow Bay, the song Pale Clouded White. And before that, we heard the Slits from their album Cut, the song FM. And Liv, you had a little bit of an anecdote, a personal anecdote about the Slits?
Well, I was in the hotel room next to them when I was in Texas, and they were always outside smoking cigarettes. And it was just the lead singer and the bass player, and then three teenage girls that were backing them up.
That's pretty fun. That was probably like around this time last year?
Yes.
South by Southwest?
April last year, South by Southwest.
Yeah, yeah, very exciting. And at the top there, Parmita, what did we hear?
We heard Bratmobile, I'm
but
in the band.
Enough for the banging. Sorry. Listeners love it.
They love it.
Thank you. All right, so I'm going to do concert listings now. Tomorrow night, Shipyards are playing with Aircastle, Stamina Mantis, and Nihilist Party at Little Mountain Studios. On Friday night, Sadies are playing with Julie Dwaran at the Biltmore. The next night, Sadies with Rich Hope at the Biltmore. On the 16th, Los Malos is playing with Mexican Drug Parole and Zombie Pistolero and His Guns as a part of Skinny Mondays at the Biltmore. And on the 19th, Haunted Beard is at Vision Quest at the Video Inn.
Ah.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That should be fun. Next week, Herman Dune is playing with Sun Wizard at the Biltmore. That's the early show. Ariel Pink is at the Media Club on the 21st. On the 25th, Bonnie Prince Billy is at the Vogue. That's an all-ages show. On the 25th, Defectors are playing with Channels 3 and 4 at the Biltmore. Bob Wiseman is playing with Collapsing Opposites at the Western Front on the 27th. Azeta Booth is playing with No Gold in Search Parties at the Biltmore on the 30th. And I'm going to go all female artists after this because I don't want to go on forever. Mira, Tara Jane O'Neill at the Biltmore on April 3rd. That'll be a lot of fun. Marissa Nadler is playing with Rose Melberg at the Media Club on the 11th of April. Vivian Girls are playing with Abe Bagoda at the Biltmore on April 29th. And Peaches is playing at the Commodore on May 31st.
One.
Yeah, very important. It's been a while since she's been around. I haven't heard much from Peaches lately. And Nico Case is playing at the Vogue on June 3rd. So that, make your summer plans now. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. This is Dunkin' Donuts, halfway through the show. And I'm pleased to introduce one of our special guests today, Fanshawe.
Hi.
Hey. So you're going to play a few songs for us.
Oh, do you want me to play them all in a row?
No, I don't think... What do you want to do? It's all about you.
It's all about me.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know.
How about you play a song? Maybe we'll chat a bit.
We'll chat, yeah.
And then we'll play... Discuss. You can play another song if you feel like it.
Okay, cool.
Okay, cool. So
this song is called Dark Eyes. Or did he
That was great.
Thanks for letting me play.
Hey, no problem. We're really glad you could make it out today. What have you been up to? I see that you're starting to play shows again.
Yeah, after a year off.
Yeah.
It's exciting. I just played a show at Little Mountain on March 7th, which was interesting. I had lots of technical difficulties.
Hey, it's just like college radio.
Totally. It's not too common.
And
I have another show at the Media Club on April 4th.
Cool.
With Hot Panda and Hot Wing Cat.
Great. Mm-hmm. It's my understanding you've also recently done some recording?
Yeah, I did a few sessions at the Hive with Colin in April and November, and then there's this one song that's like the bane of my existence, and it's taking me forever, and it's still not done, so we won't mix it till June.
What's the name of the song?
The song is called Rebecca. It's based on the Daphne du Maurier novel.
Have you seen the movie?
I have also seen the movie.
I love Joan Fontaine. I have, I don't know, something about Joan Fontaine is just so captivating.
Huh. Yeah. I wasn't really sure about the casting of Joan
Fontaine. Well, hey.
But she,
you
the character
argue about
is
it?
Really awkward, and she was really awkward, so maybe
right.
It's good.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. And I noticed that you've got some new band members, or at least you did on Saturday night. So
they are actually not my band members.
Okay.
My band wasn't available.
Okay.
And Lost Lovers Brigade was playing that night, and I asked two members from that band to back me up, and we rehearsed for about half an hour the night before.
Couldn't tell. It sounded like you were a tight unit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it was interesting. They're great musicians.
Mm-hmm.
That's why they were able to pull it off somewhat.
So are you playing with the band members now?
Yeah, the old people that I've been playing with for about 3 years, so Johnny Payne and Shane Turner.
I love Johnny Payne.
We're just a trio now.
It's right. A great name.
Good. Yeah, he's a great man. It suits him. And so they'll be around for the show on April 4th in Hot Panda.
That's right.
Cool. And once Rebecca is recorded and done, what then? Hopefully an album maybe this fall?
I don't know. I'm going to send it out to labels and hopefully someone will, I don't know, this recession or people taking new bands. I don't know.
I don't know either.
And if nobody takes it, then I guess I'll just put it out myself.
Hey, the cream rises to the top. I think you, I don't think you have to worry about it. How about we hear another song?
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
I guess I'll play an old one called Nobody, which is really sad, and I'm usually really embarrassed whenever I play it.
Awesome.
Because it's really pathetic.
No one can see, only the three of us can see you, though. So if you're embarrassed, it's not like it's a public.
I like the song, it's just the lyrics are embarrassing.
Okay, well, that's fine.
I always come around when I've come too long without a man. I don't think you're any good, I just got no one to love. Thank you.
No embarrassment. No embarrassment, Beth. That was lovely. And that, not to be too effusive or anything, but your voice has like such an amazing quality. It sort of sounds like it's being put through a filter, but there's no filters here.
Oh,
I can see that now.
I had laryngitis for 6 months. it changed my voice.
Yeah.
It made it deeper. And a little, it's like harder for me to sing.
You've got character now.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like...
But I didn't have to smoke a ton of cigarettes.
Right, exactly. Yeah, it's like those artists that are like cooped up with, you know... whatever condition.
Yeah.
Yeah, whatever. That didn't work out. Anything else going on?
No.
You played, Shindig was a fun experience.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cool.
And, like, lots of stuff happened because of Shindig.
Mm-hmm.
I got free recording time, which was...
Right. And did you, is that going to be part of whatever comes out of after this? Yeah.
Luke Mead, who's the music director here, told me that because of me and the band that won the year before, 2006, they're changing the rules for how long you can wait to use your recording time.
Oh.
Because I waited close to a year and a half or so before using it.
Yeah. So. Do you believe in the Shindig curse?
I don't know. I mean, I think that it's true in that Shindig provides opportunities, and if you're not ready for it, the band will fall apart, which is sort of what happened with my band.
Right.
You know, the pressure was on, and we couldn't take it, so we kind of disbanded temporarily.
Yeah. You beat the curse.
You're
curse. Back on top.
Yeah.
All right. Love it. Should we play another song? Do you want to play another song, or should we play a song, or what do you
think? Maybe I'll play one more song at the end.
Okay. Okay, that sounds good. So let's listen to something here. Just a second. I'm going to play a PSA because that's what I have to do. I'm obligated to play that right now. So we're going to play that and we're going to hear a song after that. So here we go.
There's something very important I forgot to tell you.
What?
Don't cross the street.
I find your lack of faith disturbing.
This is a call out to the freaks, nerds, and geeks.
I am become death, the destroyer of worlds.
Put down your Dungeon Master's Guide and get ready for an hour of punk, metal, and garage rock.
Good afternoon. I am a hive, 9,000 completely.
Everywhere. It is all
we all fall down on 101.9 FM CITR in Vancouver.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
Hello, blue roses, won't you dance? Oh, I'll a kiss to burn beneath your smile. Shade of blue. Lily,
It's been hard on me. It's on the feeling, but after all this time, why can't it be mine? Do, 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 do. Oh, oh, oh. La, da, 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 da. And you
Right. That was Basha Bullet. Well, no. Let Sarah tell you.
From my hometown of London, Ontario, that was Basha
Bullet.
I should turn your mic on. That would be helpful.
Hey there.
And I just realized I was turning up her mic when your mic... Oh, I suck. Not only... I smashed a CD player today, and then I had the mics all mixed up. That and that explains everything. I kept checking the levels on her mic while you were playing.
Oh, that's why.
That's but it sounded little... great because you project. Okay, so Basha Bullet.
Yeah, from London, Ontario, my hometown where I grew up. And she's a Polaris Prize winner, which mm-hmm. is very cool. Last year.
Yeah, very cool.
Sweet.
And the song was...
Oh, called Why Can't It Be Mine?
Very good.
Off
very good.
Oh My Darling.
Excellent. And Liv, who did we hear before that?
Oh, I don't remember. I'm sorry. Who did we play before
Calarissa.
That? Yes, Calarissa. Sorry.
Tiny Things. And Hello Blue Roses.
Yes.
Which is a collaboration of Dan Behar and his partner.
Yes, Sydney.
Sydney. That's right.
Vermont.
Yeah.
Or Hermont.
Yeah. Let me just say the conversation now sounds so much better that I've actually figured out the microphones. I'm so sorry. Stay tuned to CITR. Marielle is here. Marielle, anything special for today's show? St. Paddy's Day show. Doesn't have to be St. Paddy's Day show because every episode of We All Fall Down is special. after that, Robin with Ink Studs, and then Mary Ev with French Connection, and some other people. Stay tuned. Keep that dial locked. Thanks so much for listening. If you like what you heard, there's a podcast available at citr.ca. Also, we have a blog. It's at duncansdonuts.wordpress.com. And thanks to my guest, Sarah. Thanks so much for coming in, playing
You're
some
welcome.
Songs.
Thank
really
you.
Appreciated it. Parmita, as always, you could be a resident guest DJ here. I love having you around. It makes the hour go by much quicker.
Always a pleasure.
And Fanshawe, thank you so much for coming in
thanks
to play for this
me.
Special International Women's Day program at Dunkin' Donuts. And you're going to close out with a song?
Yeah, we have Vegas.
Ox. Awesome. Okay.
Ox.
Ox. Musk ox. All right. Thanks for listening.
You said you found a better woman. Oh, I don't see how that makes this over. Oh, life is beautiful. anything could happen, she might die at any moment. You said, it's not you, it's me. Oh, I ignored you, but you proceeded to carry on and on, blah, blah, blah. I ignored it all because I will save my heart for you. I will put it in a jar for you. Do you want it stored in oil? What the hell? Long as it takes to make you mine. I should have taken you to Vegas, given you drinks till my love got contagious. So when we'd step out of the chapel, I'd have half a say about this being over, but instead I'll just save my heart for you. I will put it in a jar for you. Want it stored in oil or brine? It'll keep for as long as it takes to make you mine.
Thank you.
Thanks so much, Benshaw. Mariel's up next.
Let's make rock and roll! First, we need a drummer to give us the beat. Now we need an electric bass guitar to boom out the low notes. Then we need a regular electric guitar playing some simple chords. Now we need somebody to sing the words.
Ha 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 ha! Loogie Doogie Sapphire!
And some adults to say, what's that noise? They call that music?
I'm getting a terrible headache.
Now we've got rock and roll.
Hey, Mama, you seen him, you dug him. Now here he is with the beat that's sweet and the jive that's alive. Your very own muchacho.
Third Time's the Charm every Tuesday morning, 9:30 to 11:30 a.m. right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver.
When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events.